travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, do you fancy visiting the Hawaii of Europe? There are now direct flights from both Dublin and Shannon to Madeira. And Paul O'Connell, Irish independent travel editor, recently visited that Portuguese island and he's here to tell us more. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, good news, you can go direct.
Yes, so the Dublin flights were with Ryanair and they've been there a while, but the new news this year was a new Ryanair flight direct from Shannon. They're about 3.5 hours, so for people who've travelled to the Canaries will know that's a little bit shorter. Madeira is a Portuguese island rather than Spanish like the Canaries, and it's about an hour north. So that's roughly, you're still off the coast of Morocco in the Atlantic with that kind of weather and year-round appeal.
Okay, now, what about, is it a beach resort? Is it Benidorm in Portuguese?
No, that's a great question. And it's one of the first things I would explain is that this is it's a volcanic in origins and looks like a lost world punching up out of the Atlantic. Surprisingly green, really mountainous, very hilly, lots of tunnels. The roads are tunneling through the mountains, bursts of wildflowers. But there are advantages to that, and we'll come to that. But the flip side is most of the beaches are stony or what they call black sand, but it's really slate like grey sand. You know,
Santorini.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of stuff. So there's fewer of those. And there is Madeira is actually an archipelago, which means there's a couple of islands. And what 2.5 hour ferry ride away, there's a one called Porto Santo with a 9 kilometre long stretch of golden sand. But on Madeira itself, no. What there are, however, are these wonderful natural pools like at Porto Manise, which are kind of where they've built walls just to hem the sea in lovely patterns to create it safe from the currents, but you're still outdoors. So you have the changing rooms, the cafe, you go out and the sea is splashing up into the pools. You can swim in those, you can jump off the pier and you can go into the sea alongside and snorkel. The water was so clear, by the way, about 17 to 23 degrees year round, which anyone who's swum in Ireland will know that that's a treat. And while we were snorkeling, we saw an octopus. It's just... Okay. Beautiful.
No, it's big for an island, but it's a relatively small, if you like, as a destination.
Yeah, so think, Iceland has a similar population. About 260,000 people live here. But it does feel, particularly Funchal feels kind of cosmopolitan. Like when you're walking around, there are shopping malls, there's loads of restaurants, there's a big marina and a prom that people walk along in the evening at the golden hour. And then scattered around the island, it's in size smaller than County Louth, so it's a small piece of land. But the nature of what I was describing, the drives and the hilly terrain, means it can take a while to get from A to B. There are little resorts then, like Porto Manise, which are, if you don't want to stay in the city centre vibe, that's where you might look at.
What are the levada walks?
So a levada is a little channel, like a long, long, long meandering concrete channel about a foot or two wide, carrying water down from a mountain towards the resorts and the cities and the habitations down at sea level. So these can only go down at a very mild sloping gradient because they don't want the water to pile down at force. And alongside them are pathways or walking trails. And in Madeira, there are over a dozen of these, more, maybe even two dozen, that are just the most gorgeous walking trails. So you just amble along. You don't have to worry about too steep of a climb. You're cosseted in these centuries-old forests. You're going up into the mountain views. So often they'll start quite high. You're looking down over the valleys towards the twinkling blue Atlantic in the distance. And they'll often end at a feature like a waterfall or a natural pool. They're really beautiful. They're in the shade. They're very easy to do. But I have to tell you, Madeira is not a secret. We're not sort of saying, hey, guess what? It gets crowded, and particularly the more popular ones. And it's popular for people to go to ones with a view at sunrise. So better to go off season or do your research to avoid stepping in to let other walkers by.
It's kind of 12-month weather, is it?
It is. And you'll know from, let's say, destinations like the Canaries, like Portugal, that when we say year-round sunshine, it is still going to be cooler in winter, but it's going to be a lot nicer than here. It's going to be in the high teens, so good for walking.
Now, tell me about the wicker toboggan.
So you may have seen pictures of the cable car taking people up from the seafront up above Funchal to the botanical gardens. But the way to go down then, and it's been, I think CNN it was called it, one of the world's coolest commutes. It was actually developed into the 19th century as a way of getting downhill. It's a wicker sleigh device that seats two or three people. There's wooden rails and there's two lads pushing it down dressed in white with boat hats. And they literally run and they jump onto the rails and you scoot on down this little tarmac. It feels like a boreen going down the hill. And they have to use as brakes when they need to. They've got bits of tyre on their boots. So they stop and ram their feet into the ground to stop. They have a rope, piece of rope. Then they will get going again and they'll anticipate the corners and all that. So it's a good thrill, but it's not so hair-raising enough that you can't get your phone out and take a selfie. Mm. And let me tell you, it is worth doing, but it is touristy. You're going to pay €35 for two people to sit in and go down. And again, if you don't get ahead of the queues or do it when there's not a cruise ship in the city, you may queue for up to an hour. But I just thought it was great crack, you know. Yeah.
Tell me about the food and drink. I mean, I love the food and drink in Portugal.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you would know Portugal well. It is, let's say, I felt at times like I could have been in the Algarve or could have been in Lisbon or somewhere like that. You still have the, you know, you have the cream and grey pavement under feet, under your foot with
the
lovely and smooth. Yeah. With the patterns in it. You see the pastry de nata is winking at you out of cafe windows. €1.50 I paid for a coffee and a pastel de nata at one cafe. The casual food, you'll have things. They have a thing called a prego especial, which is in the Portuguese flat or the Madeiran flatbread. It's a steak sandwich. Less than a fiver. They do, but it goes all the way up. So I had some seafood meals near the sea where you'll have the catch of the day. You'll have the prawns just swimming in garlic butter, that kind of stuff where you can sit outside and eat. But also at the high end, and I was surprised by this, there's three Michelin star restaurants in Funchal. Yeah, for a population of 250,000. So it really does have a good range for that kind of stuff, book in advance.
There's one name you cannot avoid when you go to Madeira.
And I would have, like Leopold Bloom once said, try and walk across Dublin without passing a pub. If you try and walk across Funchal without seeing an image or a pair of socks or a key ring or a screen without Ronaldo on it, you'll be doing well. So Cristiano Ronaldo is the island's most famous son. He towers above it. And there was famously, the airport is named after him. There was a bus there that they replaced because it was famously odd looking. He has his own museum where you pay a fiver to go in, and behind the cash desk there are three packs of his own brand underwear to buy as a souvenir if you wish. You go down into the basement and all of the trophies and the gear is there. Okay. And all the rest of it. So it's kind of like, if you're a soccer fan, you love that. If you're just a... Otherwise, you just lean into it. That's what I did. We were taking photos beside the statues.
On the airport, CR7. Cristiano Ronaldo and the number 7 on the jersey.
You know, I talk to a lot of Madeirans about it and they're aware of the fact that his on-pitch persona and his Insta persona are a little weird and a little full-on. But they did say, look, he does this stuff, like he helps families with their medical bills and he's good with philanthropy and he's a good man. They're proud of him, as he would be.
And rightly so. By the way, landing at Madeira, a bit hairy?
So it is, pilots need special training to land at Madeira because it's exposed to wind. It's a spectacular landing. You're coming in over the Atlantic and you see the island, and part of the runway is built on these massive concrete stilts, which is fascinating. You actually can drive under it on part of a motorway. I had no problems either way. I did see one plane do a go around, but there's it's the wind that's the issue. So you may have a little bit of sort of tilting to and fro as you come in, but I wouldn't let that put you off.
No, it wasn't that scary.
Not on mine anyway. No.
All right. Yeah. Paul O'Connell, travel editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much.